Our travel guru, Dan Brotman, is on the line, and I'm going to cross to him right now. Dan, good afternoon, and fantastic to have you with us, or should I say good morning?
Hi, Simon. It's good to be here.
You're in Montreal. We're going to talk all things Montreal, and it just suddenly dawns on me, we've got no idea what the place physically looks like. Set the scene for me. I mean, I know there's a river and there's a hill.
Sure. Well, first of all, I'm in Montreal because I actually moved here a few weeks ago. So this is now the place that I call home. And it is probably the most unique city in Canada. It's unlike, I think, any other part of English-speaking Canada.
No, you can't leave it there. You need to tell me why.
Okay, so I'll tell you why. There's a couple of reasons. So Montreal, I would probably say, is the most European city in America and in North America. It's a mix between North America and Europe.
Interesting.
So it is officially a French-speaking city in a French-speaking province. The province is Quebec. The rest of Canada, about 80% of Canada is English-speaking, 20% is French-speaking, and the vast majority of them are in the province of Quebec, of which Montreal is the largest city. The architecture here does not look like the rest of Canada. It doesn't look like English architecture. It's very much French. Many of the longtime inhabitants here are of French descent. The official religion here is Catholicism, which is not the case in the rest of Canada. But what's really interesting is also its Jewish community is so different than the rest of the Canadian Jewish community. And this is what I've discovered in my past few weeks here.
And that was going to be my very next question. I would have thought, in absolute my naivety, that Jews would have gravitated towards the Anglosphere just because they seem to have done that historically. And here they're willfully going to a French province when right next door there are plenty of English-speaking alternatives. Why? How did this happen?
Sure. So actually, up until the 1960s or 70s, Montreal was the center of Jewish life in Canada. It was the city with the largest Jewish population. And what started in the 1960s was a movement of Quebecois nationalism, where there were people in the province, nationalists, who said, we want to reassert Quebecois identity. Quebec actually had a referendum on independence, I believe it was in the late 90s, to actually separate from the rest of Canada and become its own country. But what basically started is they started imposing all types of language laws in the province,
yeah.
Which basically said, restaurants, shops, signage, even places of work had to be in French. And what's interesting is, again, even though it's a French-speaking city, there was an English-speaking minority, of which the vast majority of the Jews belong.
Interesting.
So when the movement for Quebec nationalism started in the 60s and 70s, there was a very large exodus of English-speaking Montreal Jews out of Quebec to places like Toronto. So the Jewish community in like the 1960s in Montreal was 120,000. So very similar to the South African Jewish community at its peak. And today the Jewish community in Montreal is anywhere between 80 and 90,000. So it really, really shrunk. But what also changed, so there was emigration out of the province, but then around the same time as the Anglo-Jews were leaving, Jews were leaving places in North Africa like Morocco, Tunisia, Algeria, and Egypt, and they were moving to Montreal. So what's very different about the Jewish community here is that if you look at the rest of Canada, Toronto, let's say, the Sephardic community is only 2 to 3% of Toronto's Jewish community. In Montreal, the Sephardic community is at least 25% of the community, and it's growing because many younger English-speaking Jews are still leaving the province either for studies or work, whereas the children of Sephardic Jews are staying in the province because they're French-speaking, so they integrated well. And for many people, it's hard to find a job here if you don't speak French. You meet many English-speaking Montreal Jews who speak very minimal, if not any, or some of them don't even speak any French, even though they were born here and have never lived anywhere else.
Yeah.
So their employment prospects are limited. If you even want to study in a school here, you're only in English, you're only allowed to study in an English-speaking government school. if your parents studied in an English-speaking government school elsewhere in Canada. So for example, you know, I know people who have moved to Montreal from, let's say, South Africa, and it was very difficult for their children to stay in an English-speaking school system because their parents didn't study in English. So the language is definitely a deterrent for new immigrants from the English-speaking world, from Israel. People don't move here because of the language. But the Jews who do immigrate to Quebec now are predominantly from places like France and Belgium. And then back in the day, as I mentioned, in the 60s and 70s, from North Africa. In fact, this Yom Kippur, I'm going to a Lebanese synagogue. Oh, wow. I mean, that's how strong the diverse, the Sephardic community is here. There are Moroccan shuls, Lebanese shuls.
Wow, that's incredible. Yeah,
which you would never, ever find in the rest of English-speaking in English-speaking Canada.
So I'm stereotyping horrifically here, but I'm thinking they must be really good looking and their food must be fantastic.
Montreal is actually known for its food scene, and actually it's probably the only place in Canada that has a uniquely Jewish food scene. So Montreal is known for two Jewish foods. One are the Montreal bagels. So if you know anything about bagels, there are two types of bagels. There's the New York bagel and there's the Montreal bagel. Those are the two strains. Anyone in North America knows this.
Well, what's
so
the
Montreal
difference?
Montreal is known for that.
What's
so
the difference?
From my understanding, they are different and they look
really?
Different. My understanding is the Montreal bagel has a bigger hole and it's flatter, and the New York bagel is fluffier and it's a smaller hole. And you can ask, even if you go to New York City, you
bagels.
Can ask people, do you prefer the New York or the Montreal bagel? It's very well known. The other Jewish food that Montreal is very known for is smoked meat. And again, you can go to other parts of even North America and people know about Montreal's sort of kosher style smoked meat. And also there are many famous Jewish people who come from Montreal, one of which, of course, is Leonard Cohen. So Montreal, as I mentioned, until the 60s or 70s, it was the economic center of Canada. It was the largest Jewish community in Canada. But because of Quebecois nationalism and the brain drain out of the province by the English speakers, the Jewish community shrunk and it's now become a much more Sephardic community.
That is so interesting, the fact that they felt it necessary to leave. Like, I would have thought, why? They weren't being threatened as a community.
Jobs.
Oh, so it was language. It was definitely related to what you were saying earlier about the language.
It was language. I mean okay. If you were a Jewish lawyer or a doctor, all of a sudden they were demanding that you practice in French. And so many of the Jews couldn't actually speak French or practice their trade or find jobs. It was a huge barrier to employment. Some people have told me that many of the Jews who decided to stay in Montreal from the English-speaking community were people who had family businesses, but the white-collar professionals, many of them left. I wouldn't be surprised in my lifetime if, you know, the Sephardic French-speaking community within the Jewish community becomes 50% of the community. When they do community events, they do them bilingually. That's my understanding. But there's no other community in Canada that's bicultural and bilingual like the Jewish community in Montreal.
I don't know if I'm talking about Toronto. That seems to be the community that we read most about when we read about Canadian Jewry. I'm not sure they're including Montreal, but it looks like you have a prime minister who's really badly disposed towards Israel right now. And one wonders, what's the story in Montreal? Are there...
I can tell you just sort of what I've heard. I mean, the majority, so there's a big difference between American Jews and Canadian Jews. I'm speaking as an American, of course, who lives in Canada. So American Jews tend to skew much more politically liberal. So most American Jews, you know, support the Democratic Party. And are just more liberal generally. Canadian Jews, I actually would say, are more like South African Jews. They're more politically conservative. So I would guess, and I don't have the figures in front of me, that the majority of Canadian Jews support the Conservative Party. And of course, the Prime Minister of Canada today is from the Liberal Party. he is very, very unpopular with many in the Canadian Jewish community. As I'm sure you've heard in the news, Canada recently recognized the state of Palestine.
Sure.
Montreal is known as the anti-Semitism capital of North America.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
So, I mean, I can tell you, you know, I was in Toronto for a few months before I came to Montreal, and the prevalence of protests, signs, pro-Palestinian, just anything you can imagine, it's much, much stronger here. And there's also a reason behind it, because Quebec actually has separate immigration laws from the rest of Canada. So if you want to immigrate to Canada, there's one set of rules for the rest of the country, and there's separate immigration legislation for Quebec itself. In order to immigrate to Quebec, you have to speak French. So the demographics are very different here. Now, if you look at the French-speaking world, where Quebec can draw immigrants from, many of them are majority Muslim countries in West Africa, in North Africa. The French-speaking world is not huge compared to, let's say, the English-speaking world. So you have a very, very large population here of Muslim immigrants and their descendants from North Africa and West Africa. You don't see, for example, Indians, Chinese here like you do in the rest of Canada. So the demographics are different. And then also even among the white Quebecois population, there's much more of a culture of like separatism, supporting the underdog, because Quebec sees itself as the underdog, given that there are a 20% French-speaking minority within Canada who feels like they are their culture and their language are under siege.
Dan,
so politically, it's very different.
We're out of time. I'm going to have to cross to you 5 minutes earlier next week. There's always too much to talk to you about. But thanks for your time, as always.